March 20, 2023. For Creamer Media in Johannesburg, I'm Halima Frost. Making headlines. EFF celebrates shutdown success despite visibly low turnout. Ramaphosa says no one should be forced or threatened to join protests. And DA says Clutha Murray assassination a blow to the fight against corruption. By midday, the economic freedom fighters' shutdown had not developed into the mass action the party had punted, even though it preemptively described the shutdown as a success. The protest action was characterized by small skirmishes, and in parts of the country, it was reported that demonstrators had used rocks and burning tires to block roads. Police, Metro Police officials, and private security officials acted swiftly to clamp down on illegal action, stopping protesters dead in their tracks. On Monday morning, at least 87 people had been arrested for public violence across the country in just over 12 hours. According to National Police spokesperson Brigadier Aslenda Marte, 41 people were arrested in Gauteng, 29 in the Northwest, and 15 in the Free State. There were also arrests in Mpumalanga and the Eastern Cape. President Cyril Ramaphosa affirmed that government needs to be resolute in its defense to the right to peaceful protest. Ramaphosa wrote this in his weekly letter to the nation, that in fulfillment of its constitutional responsibility to protect the rights of all people, government would always have measures in place to ensure that everyone who wanted to go to work, travel for leisure, and conduct business could do so in a safe and secure environment. He said these measures included the deployment of the country's security personnel across the country to ensure that law was observed. Government has deployed 3,474 members of the South African National Defence Force across the country in response to the EFF's protests. Ramaphosa said, as citizens gather to celebrate Human Rights Day tomorrow, they should recall that the rights being enjoyed today were the result of great sacrifices. The Democratic Alliance wants funding for political VIP protection to be slashed, and instead wants greater protection provided to whistleblowers, corruption fighters, and frontline policing. The party expressed its condolences to the family and friends of court-appointed Bosasa liquidator Clutha Murray and his son Thomas, who were shot in a suspected assassination in Midrand over the weekend. DA National Spokesperson Solly Malatsi explained that by better protecting those who expose and investigate corruption, South Africa would be better positioned to tackle the mafia state head-on. The party has previously revealed that the cost of protecting one VIP in South Africa was approximately 8 million rand for the 2021-2022 financial year. Malatsi noted that Murray's assassination served as a blow to the fight against corruption and may act as a deterrent to curators and liquidators involved in serious corruption matters. He said Murray's murder joined a long list of both attempted and fatal hits on persons involved in uncovering and eradicating corruption in the country. That's a roundup of news-making headlines today. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at PolityZA.
For free access to legislation, speeches, and crucial policy documents, visit polity.org.za, Creamer Media's news and information website. Polity.org.za, deepening democracy through access to information. Visit polity.org.za today.